We're doing the Avat Chesed. We're up to the second section of the 15th chapter. We'll dedicate our learning to the Yorah Bat Adah. Hashem should bless her and fulfill her wishes speedily. And by the way, we'll discuss the great stumbling block that has spread throughout the world, Ba'avonoteinu Arabim. Among our multitude of sins, this one has taken serious hold. And that is the prohibition of taking interest. It has become, unfortunately, it has become as though there is no such prohibition. People give loans, and they sign a document that they will get a percent on their loan, and they, although there is a way of setting up such a deal, what's called a heter iska, a way of setting up the deal so that you become a partner and you're entitled to a percent, and then it's not considered taking interest, but the people don't bother doing that. You go to your neighbor and you say, I need a loan to set up my business. He asks you, what percent are you giving me on it? You guys end up signing a document. And that's ribis. It's known that there are specific prohibitions in the Torah, numerous prohibitions prohibiting it. The Torah prohibits collecting it. The Torah prohibits paying it. As our sages said in the Talmud, the lender transgresses the prohibition. Don't lend your friend, don't lend your fellow man with interest. And then there's another prohibition that says you may not collect the interest. And there's a third prohibition where the Torah says, don't be like a collector to your neighbor. Even if he owes you money, there's a way of treating him. And when you collect the interest, you're obviously you're treating him like a collector. And then there's a fourth prohibition in the Torah. When your fellow man needs your help, don't collect interest from him. The Talmud also says one is in transgression, don't put a stumbling block before a blind man. Because the truth is that the borrower also has a prohibition. He's also prohibited from borrowing with interest. And when you give him a loan with interest, you're causing him to transgress as well. And a person who does this is completely wicked. And he's disqualified from giving testimony or taking a vow. So you have to realize, you do a thing like this and your friend asks you to be his aide at the chuppah, you can't be his aide. If you have a deal like this where you're collecting interest from your fellow man. And what are we going to answer when judgment day comes and they'll ask him, how did you just so easily transgress what God said? The God of the heavens and the earth, who created you and fed you and took care of you throughout the days of your life, you and your whole family, and how many times did God save you from all kinds of terrible illnesses and the different difficulties that time brings up? In God's kindness, He saved you. And He didn't take note of how minuscule your service is before Him. Is this the way you paid Him back for all the good He's done to you? As the verse says, is this the way you're paying back God, you derelict and unwise nation? He's your father. He's your creator. He's the one that gave you foundation. So how could you do it? He tells you not to take interest from your fellow man. And we treat it as though, no big deal, I collect interest. People don't think twice about it. And the truth is, still today it's a problem. I know business people who they do business with one another, and they're always lending one another and collecting interest from one another. And they never think that, hey, wait a second. There's a biblical problem here. Five biblical transgressions he just enumerated. And we'll pick up here, Bezachem, next time.